you found the best place for quality internet talk. Around the clock and around the world. TalkZone.com. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Before we went on break, I was pretty much wrapping up the letter of the office from the Office of Attorney Ethics, giving you the six examples of a violation, pretty much a violation of conduct, that and which is once a judge crossed that line, he or she needs to be held accountable for. Now, we're going to get into pretty much, it's almost like news. You know, if I had the everything set up with the League of Dads News Radio, this would be news. People, as I stated earlier, I follow a lot of news. You know, it's what I do. When I'm in the New York area, when I can get the transmission, I listen to News Radio 88. I listen to 710. I do listen to OR9. I listen to Joan. I listen to Mike Savage. I listen to those guys. I'm a big fan of those guys, and that's what I do. All right, but I found something, and listening to something that was real crazy, and it pretty much brought my point home. This would fall under untemperament conduct. In New York City, an individual was on trial, and he actually was convicted. And he was convicted on the 13th of May in 2009. He was convicted. And it was in a Bronx courtroom. He was convicted for, and he was to serve 5.5 years in court. And, because he was attempting to do a carjacking. He tried to steal one 1986 Acura. He did steal the car. He carjacked this individual for her 1996 Acura. He was found in the car 4 days later, sitting in the front passenger seat. He gets arrested. He goes to trial. He gets to trial, and the judge decides he is going to poison the jury by attacking his attorney, the defense attorney. The judge deemed it necessary to see to it that this individual is convicted, so he pulled, let's call it a Judge Judy. So he's in court and he pulls a Judge Judy, and I'm gonna call it a Judge Judy because so many people look at Judge Judy. I don't look at Judge Judy. I have looked at Judge Judy over the years, but I just think that that's a little bit over the top. She actually used to be married to the other judge. Don't know his name, but he did the People's Court, and he basically says some things about her that cooning and shucking and jiving that she does when the camera's in her face, she actually does that in real life. So she's really, she's really smelling herself. Funny thing happened when this defense attorney then turned around and said, well, I am going to appeal this situation. Well, people, last week the decision was overturned by the New York State Supreme Court simply because the judge called this defense attorney a clown in front of the jury. People, if that don't bring my point home, nothing does. A judge cannot show, as I stated before, any emotion, because if he or she does, then it will obviously show where they're weighing to. Why this judge did that? Let's just say he probably watched Judge Judy and wanted to have a Judge Judy moment inside the courtroom, and he really started feeling himself, and he said, "Well, I'm going to go ahead and talk this crap," and his decision was overturned. And people, that is the prime example of what I'm talking about when I say that there is in no way, shape, or form that a judge can show any type of emotion. And too many, more times than many, us fathers go to court and we experience that. As I stated before, I have these guys for lunch. I do. They walk right into it, I'm going to go into a Just My Thoughts segment of the show. But this Just My Thoughts segment of the show is actually probably the first edition of League of Dads News. And we're going to talk about Miss One Jessica Gamble. It's so funny that this woman will have a last name like Gamble. Miss Jessica Gamble is from Cincinnati, Ohio. This is the woman, and I don't know if you heard about it, if you listen to news, but Miss Jessica Gamble is being held right now in the Cincinnati Department of Corrections because she was teaching her 2-year-old child how to smoke pot. People, this is League of Dads Talk Radio. This is a different forum than where I'm from. But I'm going to introduce y'all to the term where I'm from. I'm going to say it again, but I'm going to act as if though I'm saying it where I'm from. This just in today, Miss Jessica Gamble has been arraigned and charged with teaching her 2-year-old child how to smoke the chronic. Yep, that's right, folks. In the hood where I'm from, it's not called pot. If you was to go back to the hood where I'm from, and you was to ask someone for some pot, they would probably say, listen, the Martha Stewart collection is probably in Kmart or something. They haven't used the term pot. They haven't used the term pot in about 20 years. It's now called the chronic. And it's so funny and it's so sad. People, if you're teaching your 2-year-old child how to smoke the chronic, what type of man would you be satisfied with if your child then grows up and come home and say, Ma, I's be wanting you to check my man out, yo. Where are we going with this? Where are we going with this? It kind of walks right into the theme, what I'm saying, where I'm from. To teach a child how to smoke pot. The chronic. It's unbelievable. When the story first broke, I was actually coming up from Virginia, and I was listening to a radio. I was listening to a radio station, and I couldn't believe it. I'm saying to myself, "Nah, that's just somebody playing a joke." To be honest with you, when I first heard the show, when the story first broke, I truly thought it was personal. I truly said somebody is trying to play a joke on me. Then I'm going to go get some information for this. I'm going to go Google this, and I'm going to get hit with nothing but, ha ha, got you. We know the last show you did, you're talking pretty much about things where you're from, and this pretty much hit home. So as odd as it may sound, how my mind couldn't go through the transition, there's that word again, to believe that an individual will actually teach their child how to smoke pot, the chronic, notice how I say it, is unbelievable. This individual is from Cincinnati, Ohio, not the suburbs. If you were to Google mother being charged with teaching her child how to smoke pot, the chronic, her face would come up. You would see all this information. And I don't think her doing the act is more important than her filming the act. Yeah. This woman got caught because she filmed it. And as I stated before, I wonder if Atiyah Bradley, my child's mom, tell everybody what she lie about when we go to court. Or does she just tell everybody the end result? See, people, here's what I believe. I don't care how you come at me. I'm going to respond in a way where you're not going to be able to talk about it. Because one thing that bothers me more than the act itself is what you think you're going to talk about when it's all done and over with. You're not going to say, yeah, I approached Chris about a matter and yeah, he punked up. You're going to say, I approached Chris about a matter and all nothing. This is a prime example because of savages like Jessica Gamble. They do something and then they turn around and brag about it. They have their children smoking pot, the chronic. And then that's not enough. Destroying your child is not enough. No, it's not enough. What Jessica wants to do, she wants to raise it up a notch. As I stated before, this woman is not from the suburbs. She wants to raise it a notch. So who do you show your child smoking pot to? Who do you show it to? What type of garbage like that is acceptable? How could you do such a heinous act and then record it and then say, I need an audience to want to see this? Nah, my friends are decent. They wouldn't want to see nothing like this. Who could I possibly show this to? Well, that's something a decent person would say. But a savage, as I stated before, Atiyah Bradley, folks, lived in the suburbs. But she decided to go back and be amongst her friends. Savages of a feather roll together. People are only comfortable amongst their own kind. So then how does a person record a child smoking pot, the chronic, and then have an audience to where as though they say, I really think that they want to watch this. This is a good feature motion picture. Boy, I'm really getting my movie production time in. Where are you going with this? People, let me tell you where she's going. She's going to Savage Nation. And I'm not talking about what Mike Savage, you know, I'm not stealing his quote. She is truly going to Savage Nation, the big house, the jail. She's going to go be with the rest of her savages. And they can sit in their 2x4 cell with their rock hard bed, with their cotton swab thin mattress. You know, there's more padding on a cotton swab tip than there is the padding in the jail cell. And they can sit down there. And they can trade stories. Yes, Jessica Gamble, you are truly League of Dads News Radio. You are truly the savage that you are. People, I thank you for listening. And as always, we shall all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Until next week, y'all.